I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. Joining us today, we have a group from the Twin Cities, Communist Daughter. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
And quite a few people in the band. You have, what, six people now?
Yep.
And Johnny Solomon, who's talking there, and Molly Moore is here, and we also have Adam Switlick. And then you guys are going to be performing a kind of a stripped-down thing, and then who's the rest of the band?
We've got On Keys, who is, I think, desperately trying to get here on time for our show, is Jonathan Blazig, and then we've got Dan DeMuth on drums and Al Wires on guitar.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here, guys, and let's get started. What do you want to kick off with here?
This is one. We just put out an EP that's only available on tour, so you can get it at our show tonight. This is a song called Ghosts.
Late December, cold.
Communist Daughter, live from Studio A. And what was the name of that one again?
Ghosts.
Ghosts, yeah. I love that line. I'll let go and God lets me forget him. Wow. And Johnny, are you the songwriter of the band?
Yep.
And can you tell me about that song and what inspired it?
Yeah, actually, that song was written up in another northern Minnesota area. Well, I guess it wasn't northern. I was in Hazelden, actually, about a year ago. And so that was kind of a song I wrote, coming to grips with 10 years of substance abuse. And I'm sober now. So that's, kind of putting to rest some of those ghosts. So
Was songwriting a really helpful process in that?
You know, actually, it was a tough process just because I'd been writing songs for 10 years when I was going through addiction, and so it didn't come as naturally when I sobered up, so it was a way to work through some of it. But yeah, sometimes it felt like I was banging my head against the wall.
So that must be kind of tough, because that might even be something that you're afraid of when you're a creative person. You've had these artificial things stimulating your creativity.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Were you a little worried that without that you might not?
Yeah, no, I talked to Molly a lot about that. Where, I forgot how easy it was to like, all right, I'm going to go write a song, so now I'm going to put these things in my body. And so this time around, it's like you kind of have to catch it when you can and, you know, jump into it when you feel it. So.
Okay. Well, good for you. Just want to say that. Good for you. And you were actually in a different band in the Twin Cities, Friends Like These, and then you did have some issues that kind of led to that.
I regained my sobriety after that one. Yeah. Adam and I actually were in a band called Friends Like These where we toured the country as young guys in the back of a van sleeping on people's floors. So we got written about in almost every city that we played in, but we didn't really sell as many records as we had hoped, so so we slept on floors.
Happens to way too many good bands.
Yeah.
So are you from the Twin Cities area? How did you get started in the music scene down there?
I am actually originally from Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
And I met Adam in college at St. John's University, and that's kind of where we came down to the cities after college and started tackling the music scene, so...
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing Communist Daughter, and how did you get the, you already knew Adam, how did everybody else get on board?
Yeah, I thought I was done with playing music, and then I had some tracks that I had played. I think Al, our guitar player, Al, who's sitting here, who doesn't have a microphone on him, which is the way we like it. he heard some of the tracks. We went out. I think we went and had a drink and talked about some of the music, and I was trying to put together a group of people, and I could got Adam to switch instruments from guitar to bass to play on Communist Daughter, and Al to play guitar, and then Molly I tricked into singing with us.
Tricked me.
How did that go, Molly?
I don't know. I guess he didn't really trick me. He just asked if I was willing to sing on a couple tracks, which I felt comfortable enough doing. And then I was a little terrified to sing in front of people. Or I don't know. It took a little more than I don't know. Yeah.
So you weren't performing before that in public?
No, I hadn't been in any band or anything like that before.
She was a pretty girl that I met in a small town. So, yeah.
But yeah, so I said, oh, I'll sing on the album, but I don't really want to sing live. And then, here I am. So
the album, mind you, was me in my basement in a small town in Wisconsin going, yeah, come sing on my album. So it was, it wasn't very scary of a recording process. So, but then, we sprung the live shows on her. And then Dan joined our band just recently, actually. We had a guy who's spent some years in Duluth, who was a drummer that we played with, and he moved to Colorado, and so we traded up, we like to think, with Dan.
And it's
I'm sure Steve is listening, so actually.
You will be getting a strongly worded email from Colorado. I thought we were friends, man. Well, Molly, so is it comfortable for you now to be on stage, or is there still a little... Because you have a lovely voice. I would not have guessed that you hadn't performed before.
I mean, I guess besides church. I mean, I sang for church, you know, like growing up. But I don't know. I was just kind of shy. So I feel a bit more comfortable now. I've kind of grown into it. And it's not so bad. I kind of like it.
Great. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
We had two songs on Grey's Anatomy this year, and this is a song, one of them. It's called Speed of Sound. Man, I hate this town, so I'm looking for the only way out. The life I wanted years ago is maybe not the life I should have found. And I still live for sound, but lately all the people seem to talk too loud. And my feet are on the ground, but all the words I say are coming out like clouds. They all know my name, but I don't want the same, so I guess I better go. Wasted on the speed of sound, I still think that I just might come around for one more. Always nights to play, but sometimes it's life is certain like your name. And the louder that the songs get played, the more those songs will start to sound the same. And I'm afraid I'll stay. It's not because of all the things that you would say. It's 'cause every time I fall in love is another time I watch you walk away. I'm not the same, but now I can't change, so I guess I better go. All those nights wasted on the speed of sound, I still think that I just might come around for one more. Wasted on the speed of sound, I think I might just not be around for one more.
Communist Daughter, live from Studio A. And did you say that was that one from the new EP, or is that a...
That's actually from the album. That's
okay.
Yeah.
The one that you did in your basement?
Yeah, that was in the basement. We're actually re-releasing it early of next year. It's going to get the full national treatment. We're going to go on the road behind it. It's coming out on vinyl. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
We feel pretty good.
So you were saying that there was a period where you thought you weren't going to do music anymore, but it sounds like you're back in it and you're committed.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I guess maybe I thought music left me, and then as I tried to find another life, you know, I de-stressed by playing music, and it kind of, when this band came together, it really kind of gelled together really quick. And you know, I got picked up by the radio and, you know, on TV and things like that. So it was a little bit easier this time around than camping out in people's living rooms from town to town and friends like these. So, but yeah, it feels a little bit more like something I can get behind now.
Okay. And what's the name of the EP? So you have the EP that's available at shows. What's that one called?
It's called Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Oh, okay. And the album is?
That's Soundtrack to the End.
Okay. That's the one that I've heard. Yeah, some really great stuff. And again, you're the songwriter. You want to talk about that one that you just did?
That one's, yeah, it's, I write a lot of the songs. I put puzzles in my song just kind of for myself and for listeners. So I try not to, I mean, I could tell you what each specific thing is in regards to or what the symbolism is, but then I just sound like I'm teaching a class on my own music. So, which, as much as I'd love to do that, I think I can leave that one alone.
All right. So take what you will from it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you guys are going to release that album. Are you going to just as is, or are you going to do anything else to it? Or
right now, we actually remixed it and remastered it, and we just actually recorded some videos. That was interesting, standing around and playing the same song, lip-syncing our own song for 12 hours was kind of interesting. Yeah. But then it's going to come out. I think it's getting... it'll probably be spring. I don't know. It's, you know, it's kind of the end of the spectrum that I don't pay attention to as much as I should.
Mm-hmm. And now, where did you make the EP?
The EP was another one that we kind of jumped around. And we recorded at a friend's house and then did some of the overdubbing at my house. I've moved into the upstairs, not the basement now. So the studio's on the second floor.
You're moving up in the world.
Well, I had to move closer to the air conditioning because we know that this summer was a little bit hot for me.
Yeah. Well, I hear the winter is going to be cold, so you might want to.
Yeah. Then I'll go back down to the basement.
Down the basement. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
We can. This one was kind of the hit of on the current. We did pretty well on the current in the Twin Cities, and this one was the one that kind of first got us started. Was a number one on the current. It's called Not the Kid. When we were younger, we had nothing to do. We closed our eyes and spin around in circles, happy to hit the ground, or happy to just fall down. When we were younger, we go down to the park. We catch all the fireflies and put them in jars. We never knew that they'd die. We never really thought that far. Not the kid you knew. I am not the kid you remember. And when we were younger, we were scared of the dark. We closed our eyes and put the sheets over our head. We didn't want to see what's there, like the shadows under the bed. And now that I'm older, I look back on those days. I wish I had them back, 'cause the shadows are gone. Or at least they're not that strong as the shadows in my head. I'm not the kid you knew. I am not the kid you remember. I am not the kid you knew. I am not the kid you remember. In 1985, there was a picture taken with my name on, climbing an apple tree with blue shoes. You think it was me? I could swear it was you. Oh, I'm not the kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. I'm not the kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. I'm not the kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember.
Communist Daughter, live from Studio A. And again, giving us a kind of a stripped down thing. You've got a full band. You've got the keyboards. You've got another guitar. You got drums, all that stuff.
You got dancers, you know, the whole choreography, a light show.
And that's what you'll see if you, well, maybe I don't know about the choreography and the light show.
Leave the dancers and the choreography at home.
Yeah, Johnny might be exaggerating just a little bit. And thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, Dan DeMuth, and Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.